19 before 5 o'clock. It's downtown on your Tuesday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here at Seasons, 427 Main Street in Bangor, our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios. And yes, indeed, right here in our studios, we're thrilled to have him back to visit with us. It's our friend Tim Sample, who has always got a million things going, the busiest guy perhaps in the state of Maine.
I kept thinking I was going to get slowing down, but it doesn't seem to be working that way this year. I've been busier this year than I can remember being in a long time.
Well, you've got the website, which is fantastic, at timsample.com, the Maine Humor Company, the Maine Humor Store. The book is still going great, Answers to Questions Nobody Was Asking and Other Revelations.
Yeah.
And then you got this project with our friend Stephen King doing the audiobook of Drunken Fireworks, and that's been, I think we can safely say, fairly successful.
Really successful. Well, this is the thing. Steve and I go back a long ways, and I narrated a novella of his, one of the Four Past Midnight. I did one called The Sun Dog, and I remember, like, it was, this was literally 25 years ago. It was 1990, and a year or so earlier, I think the fall of 89 or something, I was having dinner with Steve at the house up at West Broadway, and after dinner we were having coffee, and Steve said, read this. He had a manuscript. He had a, you know, highlighted a section of a manuscript, and I read it. He said, make a tape of that and send it to this guy, and one thing led to another, and I got the job to narrate this, but it was Penguin Highbridge Audio, and at the time there were four novellas in that Four Past Midnight. There was the Langoliers, the Library Police, and there was another one in the Sun Dog. Anyway, the other three narrators were Willem Duvall, Woody Harrelson, and James Woods, and then me, and then. You know, of course, they said, well, that's fine, Steve, but who's this guy? He said, never mind, this guy's the right guy for the job. So that was a big deal. Then last fall, December of last year, actually, I got a call from Steve's office. So you're going to be around this afternoon. I said, I probably, what's about? If Steve has an idea he wants to talk to you. I said, I'd probably make room in my schedule for that. Well, Steve calls up, and he had come up with this idea of doing this story, Drunken Fireworks. It's a single story, short story. But in typical Steve King fashion, I told the folks the press release for Simon & Schuster Audio, I said, when Steve King calls you up with an idea for a project, it's a little bit like getting on the local bus expecting to go across town, and when the door shuts behind you, you're on a high-speed bullet train shooting across Japan or something. He's just got – he's always got ideas. So the idea of this was that he was going to have me narrate this story, which is a – really, you can only call it Maine humor. It's a comical, farcical story about a feud between a local family and people from away happening on a lake in Maine over who can do the biggest fireworks year after year. Anybody in Maine will instantly recognize that this is resonates with this stuff actually happens. But Steve's idea went further than just reading and doing this story. He had arranged to have this published and distributed as a unique standalone piece. In other words, a marquee author like Steve, you don't see them doing a piece of work that's only available as an audio download. Mm. You couldn't get it in print. You had to get it, and it was, you know, a big deal. So anyway, I narrated it. I got it. I finished it up in the studio in April, and it came out. And it's set. The other thing was that it was set contemporaneously. It was the 4th of July, 2015 is when it happened. So it was released on June 30th, 2015. And, you know, so people listening to it are listening to it like it's really happening. Mm. It was just a heck of a thing. And we got an email from Steve and I received an email the following day, July 1st, from Chris Lynch at Simon Schuster Audio saying it was the number one download on iTunes, audio download, and the number one CD on Amazon.com. I think that probably had something to do with Steve, but you'll appreciate this, Rich. You know how Steve's a huge sports fan.
Oh yeah,
and I have he sent me an email after he got the first listen. They had sent it to him, and of course, you know, I did my best. I wanted to do a good job. I wanted him to, because I was translating his work, and I just got this one line email, and it said, Tim, you hit it out of the ballpark. Thanks a lot, Steve. And I just clipped that out and stuck it over my computer. I said, that's all the review on
there. There you go, right there. Drunken Fireworks, still available for download. You can buy it. It's a beautiful thing, wonderful to listen to. And best of all, you get a chance to see Tim in person as part of homecoming festivities at the University of Maine.
This is an event. I'll be out there during the day. I'm doing an event earlier in the day. I think that's mostly for students. I'm not quite clear how that goes, but I know it's 7 o'clock, and you had the name of the hall.
Corbett Hall. In the lecture hall.
At 7 p.m. Best of my knowledge is it's free and open to the public. It's going to be homecoming weekend on the campus, so get there early and get back. It's a busy campus. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read selections from the script from Drunken Fireworks. But more than that, I'm going to talk about the art of voiceover, narration, and characterization, and the value and the power of dialect and characterization in storytelling, because the human voice is the oldest, before there was any writing, people told stories around a fire. The storytelling tradition and how the story comes across in your ears is a fascinating thing, and how, as a narrator, I am going to talk about how to get into character, how to stay in character in the recording studio, what comes up. I'm going to, do this in the context of reading some bits. But also I've worked with books by Robert McCluskey. As a matter of fact, Steve and I both participated in a audio production of a new big production by Joe Hill, Steve's son Joe, called Lock and Key. And I'll talk about, what it takes to do that narration, and what are the challenges, what are the rewards, how that works. And then afterwards, there'll be a Q&A. So if you're interested, people come up to me all the time. I'm sure they come up to you and say, how do I get into radio? How do I get in? People say, how do I get into comedy? Or how do I get into particularly voiceover and narration? They think I have a good voice. And so come on out, and I think you'll find it'll be an interesting evening. Besides, it'll entertain you, but also I think you might find out a little behind the scenes of how these things work. I remember many, many years ago, back in the 70s, when Noel Paul Stuckey and I and a couple other guys were working on animated cartoons down in Blue Hill, and Mel Blanc, the famous voice from all the Warner Brothers cartoon, and he was Elmer Fudd, he was Bugs Bunny, and all these famous voices, came and did a show.
I remember seeing that.
And we went. I was fascinated. So, and afterwards, of course, I'll be there to autograph copies of Drunken Fireworks, and hope to meet you and chat with you.
Fantastic. Can you hang around for a couple minutes?
You betcha.
Commercial break. Tim Sample in studio with us here. We'll take a pause. It's Downtown on the Pulse, WZON. She loves you, yeah.